Hello and welcome to Mailbox. We're glad that despite the Football World Cup and the summer holiday season in the Northern Hemisphere, so many of you found the time in recent weeks to write in to Radio Prague in response to our broadcasts. Here's what Linda Mary Hauptmann from the United States had to say.
Here's a suggestion for the Czech farmers facing tough competition from foreign imports. This has worked with a degree of success for American farmers, too. Instead of demanding tariffs or import taxes, which just leads to bad feelings, they should start an ad campaign about the virtues of locally grown crops, vegetables which are fresher and easier to get to the market and then to the home of consumers. There is also the angle that with the local farmers, it takes a lot less greenhouse emissions to bring fresh local produce to the market.
David Eldridge from England comments on the quality of our internet broadcasts.
In response to listeners' comments in Mailbox on your web streaming, my experience is that whilst it's usually a fairly good quality and more satisfactory than shortwave, that isn't always the case. You do have an annoying fault that makes people sound as if they have a frog in their throat when speaking. I've mentioned that before. Also, in times of heavy internet demand, like when there's some popular sporting event on or during some cultural occasion or holiday, such as Christmas or New Year, continuity on the internet fails. That doesn't happen when using shortwave for reception, of course, because it isn't a one-to-one system. Also, what has happened to some of your local programs, like from Brno and Olomouc? I used to be able to pick them up on the internet and cannot now. Are they a victim of economies?
I tried all the local stations just now on Český rozhlas website and everything worked smoothly. Viktor Mambanzai writes from Kenya.
I used to listen to Radio Prague when I was in Nairobi, the capital city of Kenya, but now I was transferred to a very interior village where even reading news through the internet is a problem, but I try to read the news whenever I get a chance. I will buy my own laptop so I can know what is happening in Prague. I have read the news of the man who was trapped after the collapse of the road tunnel. The constructors should be very careful because this is the second time collapsing and it may even kill people if not watched.
As a matter of fact, it was the third case something like that happened, and investigation is underway to determine whether the cause was an unexpected geological fault or negligence. A short note from Carl Wolf from New York, United States.
Thank you for the fine special program last night about Jan Hus, the church reformer of the 16th century. It was superb, as are all of your historical materials.
Bill Hunt from Florida heard our program on shortwave.
I first picked up the signal in the middle of a song that was quite outstanding, involving a strong guitar part and a solo male vocalist. I would love to be able to hear that song again and maybe learn it, as I am a guitarist and singer. So is it possible to get a list of the songs from about 10:40 to 10:50 UTC on July the 4th, 2010 in the English broadcast? Thanks for your broadcasts.
It is very likely that you heard our Czech language program Soundcheck presented by Jan Richter. The featured song on that day was S nebem to mám dobrý by Vladimír Mišík from his latest album Ztracený podzim. You can get back to the program on our website. And finally, Jaroslav B. Tušek responds to a recent letter from Prague.
Thanks for this helpful update about Prague in the summer. We're leaving Orlando, Florida at the end of this month and are relocating to Vinohrady in Prague. Hoping we'll still be able to enjoy some of the emptiness you wrote about when we arrive in August.
Thank you for all those emails, and as every month you can take part in our little quiz and win a Radio Prague goodie bag. All you need to do is send us the name of the 19th century Czech-born American missionary and bishop who was canonized in 1977. Please send us your answers by the end of July to english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic. I'll be back next week. Until then, happy listening.